Good morning, everybody. We are in paradise this morning. I am just blown over by what I am seeing at the new Logan's at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Josh Logan, your granddaddy would be over the moon.
I hope so.
Think he would.
Well, you know, my grandfather started Logan's in 1965 on the old farmer's market out at Capitol Boulevard near 440 on Hodges Street. And so us being back here on our 60th anniversary, of course, this isn't the same physical location, but it is the same farmer's market. So it's like a homecoming for us.
It sure is. And boy, did you do it up right. I walked in. You texted me last night, but I went to sleep so early because I don't get a lot of sleep during the week, and I was exhausted. I went to bed, and I didn't even turn on my phone this morning. And when I got here, the expanse of this place, I just wasn't ready for it, because this is a lot bigger than the business that was here. The land, you have more land back here.
Yeah.
We're right at the edge of it, too.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and the management here at the Farmers Market, as well as a lot of other great helpers, we made a significant investment last year to kind of completely reimagine this space. The building is in its original condition, more or less, but we completely regraded the exterior of the site to make it more shopper-friendly. When this place was designed in the late 80s and early 90s, you know, people just had a different expectation than they do today in terms of retail. So you'll see we put in a lot of shopping cart paths so that people can easily get around with their shopping carts and strollers, wheelchairs and walkers, and access the whole site. And it was not a very level site when we came in and took over, so we regraded it, and in the process we're able to create, if you will, substantially larger space.
Well, I can remember Charlie Edwards, who was a manager in 91 when this place opened, invited Irv Evans and me out to do the show here. And it was really, I guess we had done a couple of remotes in the 80s. I don't really remember, but it seemed like this was one of the first ones. And we were in that building. Well, we were on the other. We were kind of in the building and out of the building. I don't remember. It was right in front of the building or something that exists now. And there was no business in here. And we had a good time because Charlie was a lot of fun. But we had a good show. But that seemed so long ago. And the evolution of all of this, of the market itself, and now is, and between now and then is.
Well, it's been almost 35 years, and you know, the market has changed a lot.
Yeah.
from how it was when we were at the market on Capitol Boulevard, and certainly the way that it operated when it first moved here to Lake Wheeler Road. But one other thing I should have said earlier, and I misspoke in saying the building is in its original condition. The exterior of the building hasn't changed, but we made significant improvements
to the interior. It's gorgeous, and it looks bigger inside than it did before. I don't know how y'all manage that. I guess it's just the way y'all set things up, but it's expansive.
Well, the folks who operated here before, I think partly because of the inventory that they offered, had the building kind of divided up into quadrants,
right?
Sort of to create, you know, different unique spaces. I think which worked really well with their business model, but
yes, it did.
For ours, we just wanted it to be an easy flow inside, and with the introduction of some convenience hardware to all of what Logan's offers, we wanted to create space for nice organized aisles where folks could find exactly what they're looking for.
Well, let's ask the probably honorary commissioner of agriculture. He's been everything else, and former secretary of state and attorney general. How doth thou feel about what you see in front of you?
He feels very honored to be here with Josh, and I had the great pleasure of meeting his grandfather when I was first attorney general, and I believe Mr. Graham was hanging around out there.
I'm sure he was.
And Mr. Graham was the market manager.
He sure was. And Josh, I'm intrigued by that beautiful mural in front of us. Who did that?
It's actually a printed mural that's printed onto some shade cloth. So there are windows behind there, and you can actually see through that cloth.
Oh, my goodness. It's fabulous.
I believe that was made for us by a company called Big Art Graphics. But we do have a hand-painted mural, which I hope you'll take time to see inside the main building. And that was done by a friend of mine, a local artist. His name is Luke Vandergriff. And it's a mural of the state of North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
That sort of pays homage to the Got to BNC, North Carolina agriculture.
Good. And I love the waterfalls.
I think that's Sandra Springer's operation over there. I mean,
It is.
It's very restful.
She and her crew have been out here working hard the past couple days to put in what's called a pondless waterfall. So no big footprint required, but it really makes an awesome accent here in the nursery department. And I even invited Sandra to be here. I hope she'll be able to jump on the
Absolutely, air. Yeah. She has been a sponsor on the show for many years. We'd love to talk to her about it. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's just you've done it all right. I know it's been a lot of anxiety running all of this, trying to get it going. And you had your soft opening a couple of weeks ago, so now we can be loud.
Yeah, I heard y'all cutting up on the air.
I'm sorry.
Soft opening.
Well, you just have to consider the source.
Well, you know, we had told everyone, you know, at some point in time, you got to commit to a date. And as is the nature of construction and working through the various layers of bureaucracy, some things took longer than what we had planned. But we went ahead and committed to March the 15th. But I'm telling you what, spring arrived.
Sure did.
With a vengeance early. And the garden center operator and me just could not stand to be closed in March when the temperatures were in the 70s. So we just decided to go ahead and open and tell people, hey, this is a soft opening, which basically means
everything's not ready.
Come over for dinner, but we're still moving in.
Yeah.
Furniture's not in place. The laundry might be out on the
That's
sofa.
All right.
But it's come together now, and I feel real proud of our team. Real proud of what we've done together here with the Department of Agriculture and the State Farmers Market.
And when I walked in, I saw some of the same faces.
Absolutely.
That I saw downtown.
We were committed to keeping our team, which really is the magic behind Logan's.
Yeah.
And, you know, many of these folks and many of our longtime guests feel almost like family. So, you know, we're the same old Logan's, but in a brand new, super customer-friendly environment here.
Now, I saw on Facebook a photo of our friend Rick, who ran the Seaboard Cafe for so many years out here. Now, he is retired.
That's right.
Unfortunately.
Well, we tried hard to convince him to try some other concepts. You know, Rick has such a young soul that
he does. He doesn't look old.
You know, he's in his mid-70s, and he...
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And Rick, he worked a six-day week.
Yeah.
As most owner-operators do, he worked a six-day week pretty much 51 weeks out of the year.
Right.
And, you know, at some point in time, you just get a little tired, and Rick decided it was time for him to retire, and he didn't really have anyone that he felt like... could put the same heart and soul into the Seaboard Cafe.
And that's what you have to do.
Retire the business.
Yeah. So, and I brought that up because I'm sure you've been asked about it a lot.
Only 50 times today. No, Seaboard Cafe, we were privileged to be their partner.
Yeah, it worked well.
You know, a lot of folks even, because it was such a close partnership, many people believe that Logan's operated that restaurant.
Right.
It was its own entity. We just were... you know, operating in the same facility and had a great partnership for almost 35 years. And I consider it a privilege. Rick is a close personal friend of mine, and I'm happy for him to be able to, you know, enjoy the fruits of his labor.
Yeah.
And we certainly miss him. And, you know, a little birdie told me that somebody's trying to convince him to moonlight at Logan's every once in a while so that...
Yeah, so I'm sure he misses. I'm sure he misses it a lot.
He does.
You know, you have to balance your life. Well, Rufus, I wanted to give you something to. Oh, I'm sorry. To
Mike
play with
rubber chicken.
I wanted to give you something to play with.
What a wonderful thing!
Open it up. It's a slingshot, a chicken slingshot. But the folks at Braswell Milling Company in my hometown, they came in. I was on the morning show briefly for an interview last week, and I didn't realize I knew the older generation of Braswell Milling. They, you know, egg producers, and I didn't realize they were Braswell. And Chris Edwards, the host, didn't mention that, but I would have talked to them. But they are the most wonderful people, most giving people. But they got chicken slingshots, too. They brought a bunch of them, brought food, too.
Well, in fact, Mike, at one time, and Josh, they were a client of mine on a matter, antitrust suit, where they were being overcharged for the food additives, the additives that go into chicken feed, this and that.
Right.
And we all had a very good result.
They go back generations. So we've tried it in the newsroom, and if you take it and pop it on the ceiling, it'll stick.
Well, I see a place here to put your little rock or something like that. David.
No. I don't know that you have to put a rock in there.
Like David and Goliath.
Yeah, and don't you know, we're at a public place. You don't need to get too frisky about it.
Well, Josh, I want you to have that. My
eyes
immediately went over to Canadius because I'm a nut about Canadius, and I encourage people to just come. If you want to see what a spring-blooming japonica looks like, come here because of the most fabulous camellias I've ever looked at. Just incredible.
Thank you. We got a great selection. I know we're about to go to break here, but let's pick it up after the break. And
yeah.
I'd like to talk about those spring-blooming camellias.
And that's something you don't really hear that term, spring-blooming camellias. So we'll talk about that more. A fabulous garden center. A familiar name, Logan's, at the State Farmers Market. We're up on the hill where we should be this morning. And if you're trying to find us, we are overlooking the whole place, right at the back near the Phil Franklin Memorial Garden House back here. We'll be back. It's 8:20 on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here. Sun coming up. That is the east, right?
Okay. It is.
Just wanted to make sure things didn't change this morning. You just never know the world we live in. We are at Logan's brand new nursery?
Nursery. Garden Center.
Garden Center.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. just like downtown, it's even better. It had a certain feel downtown because of that building, and because we were downtown, and you know, they had the train coming in the background. But this is different, but even better, and you're more spread out. I mean, you feel like you can breathe here, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, it's an amazing thing. I've even referred to it as a miracle in a lot of ways, because what a privilege we had to operate in the Seaboard Station for the past 35 years, and it was a unique location. But many, many of our loyal customers have been coming through the past few weeks, and one of the things I wanted to be sure of is that this place, our new spot, had as much of a welcome as the old shop. And you know, Rufus said something to me this morning that I've heard dozens of times already, and people sort of sheepishly say it because they loved the Logan's at the Seaboard Station, but I've had so many people say, you know, we're always going to miss that old place, but I kind of like this place.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you don't have the cafe, but you could almost fall down and hit the side of the Farmer's Market restaurant.
Look, you're not going to lack for food here at the State Farmer's Market.
You're not. You're not.
The Farmer's Market restaurant, if you've not eaten there, you're missing out big time on some North Carolina down-home cooking. And, of course, the North Carolina Seafood Restaurant, yep. As well as the Market Grill. And numerous other food vendors.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's all here. You could just
don't stay away for fear of going hungry. It ain't gonna happen.
No way. So 860-978-3919, 860-WPTF. Now when we came back from the break, we were going to talk about spring camellias. Well, is there such a thing, or
there are, and I'd like to talk about those, but I'm gonna be selfish here and put in a plug. Today is our grand opening.
Oh, so, yeah, go ahead.
We've got all kinds of awesome stuff that is happening just this weekend. Among those is everyone who checks out here at Logan's today qualifies for one of more than 50 door prizes that we'll be announcing on Monday, and we've also got some amazing doorbusters going on right now, and we never do this in spring, but you only get a grand opening
right
once. So all hydrangeas are 40% off today. We've got our Ito peonies, which I don't know if folks are familiar with those, but those are just absolutely glorious, and they're a 4 to 5 year old plant, so you're going to get an instant showcase with that plant. Ito peonies are 50% off.
I hear, Josh, that they're a combination of the regular peony and the tree peony.
That's right.
Absolutely. Or as they say back home, peony.
Peony. That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm losing my North Carolina.
Right. Yeah, peony.
Yeah.
All of our hostas are buy one, get one free. And we've also got Japanese maples at 30% off today, and a huge selection of those. Outdoor glazed pottery is 30% off today. So,
and I defy anybody to find a better selection of pottery, that, you know, outdoor pottery, than you folks.
I saw a 2-for-1 out there too, Josh, on some of your plants.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, there's a ton to come in here and enjoy at Logan's today. And we want everybody to leave home happy and leave home with a trunk full of plants.
Well, I'm sure that will. That will
happen.
I've
got to get my grass seed, and I saw that you have the shelves down there.
Absolutely. We've got everything you've come to be accustomed to at Logan's. Plus, as I mentioned earlier, we've expanded to begin offering some convenience hardware, as well as some outdoor recreational equipment, barbecuing, and much more.
All right. Well, if you want to, if you just remember Market Imports, where Market Imports was, the octagonal building that's shaped just like the Farmer's Market building, but we're higher on the hill, and things certainly do look different up here. Similar but different in front, because they had a lot of containers and pots and things too, so... just look for this when you come into the Farmer's Market. If you want to eat first, that's fine. You can make your choice. And come in and marvel at the greenhouses, the plants, some which are on sale today, a really good sale with the hydrangeas, for instance. And I would certainly recommend coming over and taking a look at Sandra Springer's pond that she made. It's real glory, and you can have this done in your backyard, or probably a lot of other different types of designs for that. Brother Rufus and I are here. Phil Campbell has a sinus infection or something, so she was supposed to be here, but she's not going to join us today. We'll be back here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener from the new Logan's of the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston. And we are at Logan's at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. The reason we're here is Logan's grand opening today. And I sound like I'm getting ready to do some electric music, Jeff. I just, that's a little okay. Better. I don't know. I mean, the other was fine if you... I just kind of got in and out. It's too bad I can't sing.
my mama said if I'd have sung a lot more Amazing Grace and a lot less Honky Tonk Angel, I might have been governor.
Yeah.
So mamas know best.
That's right.
Of course, now we had a funeral of a dear friend the other day, and I did do Amazing Grace.
I was just really taken aback by that. Roddy Jones.
Yeah, well, he was a dear friend and very... instrumental in the Super Kids. He was the president for years, and of course a great contributor and just an overall good person for so many years. And UNC Board of Governors, East Carolina Board, great builder, Davidson and Jones. I miss Roddy already.
Yeah, he was quite active in the community, but one heck of a businessman, and that's a generational thing there, his dad.
Totally, yeah.
I don't know if his grandfather, I don't know how many generations that company goes back.
I don't either. I knew his father very well, C.B. Jones.
Right.
And Davidson and Jones Construction has been a name in North Carolina that is high up in the construction
world.
Yeah.
Were they out of Charlotte? Were they based in Charlotte?
No. It's always been based in Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, we were talking about spring blooming camellias and never got to it. The good thing, the fall bloomers are called cicinquas, you know. And then you have the spring blooming camellias called japonica.
But I think of them as winter blooming.
And if you have both, you're going to have things blooming from early fall through late spring.
Yeah, maybe September, don't you? I mean, September morn?
Yeah, I've got some that bloom in September. And then
there's JC right there. Oh, JC Knowles.
Gracious goodness. Good gracious alive. Now, when JC comes, he's got to find a way to go away from this hillside.
Yeah, there's a walkway right there. Yeah. I don't know, JC. If you can make it over here, there's a walkway over here that you don't have to come up the hill. This walkway goes out onto the road. I don't know if you want to make it that far, but we got a car pulling up. I hope they're friendly. We're right on the road.
Now, if somebody comes up with some mask on.
I'm sure that they will understand that you carry a badge. Oh, me. We'll see if we can figure out how to get JC up here. Maybe we can sit him on a cart and drive him up here.
Speaking of badges, one time Elvis was making his last appearance in North Carolina in Greensboro, and I was privileged. I knew his obsession with badges.
Yeah.
So I had one specifically made for Elvis, Honorary Attorney General, Elvis Presley.
You walked off at an auspicious time, Josh. Rufus met Elvis one night long ago in Greensboro.
Yeah.
and gave him a badge.
And I'm wondering if it's somewhere on the wall out there at that mansion in Tennessee.
Surely that collection is somewhere, because he got one from the president. He got them from all over.
Oh, yes. He loved a badge.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's a collection somewhere.
I don't know how I got off on Elvis, but...
So we're just all over the place, especially if I'm driving, Josh. So you ought to take over.
Yeah, right before you left, I mentioned about how continuous, if you have the fall bloomings, the Sanquin spring blooming, you can have blooms from early, sometimes even September, through April.
Absolutely.
If you put them together.
Absolutely. And I think people should, because they have different growth habits. The plants look different in the landscape, even when they're not in bloom.
Right.
And to be able to enjoy something like a camellia for 7-8 months out of the year is a privilege.
Yeah.
All right. So, Josh, reiterate what y'all are doing. This is the grand opening.
We can't
mention that too often, because that's always an exciting day. For a business.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yesterday and today we're celebrating our grand opening, which means, among other things, we've got tons of door prizes that we'll be awarding to folks who shop with us today, and sales on a lot of favorite categories. So, for example, all of our hydrangeas, shrub hydrangeas, are 40% off today. That does include the Endless Summer, the ever-popular Endless Summer. We've even got some of these really cool limelight hydrangea trees that are about 4 feet tall. They got a nice big 30-inch head on them, and they have those white blossoms during the summertime. And the thing about the limelight that's so cool is it's a sun-tolerant hydrangea, so these would make a great statement flanking your front door or anywhere in the landscape. Again, hydrangeas are 40% off. We got some select peonies that are 50% off. Hostas are buy one, get one free today. And all Japanese maples are 30% off. And then the last one I'll mention for now is all of our glazed pottery is 30% off. And as Mike was mentioning earlier on the broadcast, we pride ourselves on having one of the best selections within driving distance of Raleigh on outdoor pottery.
Is this, have you... Basically, that was a big operation out there, but have y'all expanded? Is this bigger?
You know, somehow it feels bigger.
Yeah, it does.
It's about the same footprint as what we had at Seaboard, but the way that the layout has worked out, it just feels much more expansive, and, you know, it's easier to shop in and, frankly, easier to work in, because the thing about operating in a train station is that was about a 1,700 foot long piece of property that wasn't more than 150 feet wide. So everything was, I had to put a lot of steps in to get from one place to another.
Right.
Here, each of our departments are very closely adjacent, and you can get from one spot to the next. And it's
that's
just
good.
A seamless flow right through.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Josh and I are getting covered in cords. Better than snakes.
My guess, who just came up?
I am overwhelmed. The historian of North Carolina, J.C. Knowles, and the CIA.
Yes, head of CIA.
Josh Shetland Club.
Josh, meet J.C. Knowles. This is Josh.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
J.C., good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to all of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're so glad that you could come out and spend a little time with us.
I certainly am glad. I miss seeing y'all in person.
Yeah, well.
But
I'll tell you, you were really something at the Chitlin Club. The best stand-up I've seen in a long time.
Well, I look forward to that every year. In fact, I wish I had it about twice, at least
I know.
Twice a year.
I know what you mean. It's a good gathering of people. If it's a club started in the 1940s by the late Governor Carr Scott, actually, when he was Ag Commissioner. And it carries on thanks to Rufus Edmonston and many other people. But
Well, it's, you know, you helped me conduct a trial there in J.C.
I did. I had never been a prosecutor before, but I...
J.C. presided, and I think we did well.
You
weren't too tough on the guy.
No. It was a judge and former senator on trial. I was very nervous about it.
So. Caught him dead-handed on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Well, we have a lot of fun there. I really do.
All right. Well, JC, you probably know the history of everything. Well, what about the history of the farmers market, the one downtown? Did you used to frequent the one downtown?
Yeah, the one on Hodge Street.
Right.
Yeah, that. And of course, when we had torrential rains, it would flood down there. Yeah.
And still does. I guess it still does. I don't know if those buildings are still there or not, but there are still a lot of there's still a great deal of businesses in that area.
Yeah, I haven't ridden over in that section a long time, so I don't know what's there. And I'd never realized that this right here, Logan's, was. Of course, they just recently opened up out here, I believe.
Today is the grand opening. They have been working on this for a long time, though, and kind of transitioning from the old train station down there, which I'm sure you have been to a few times. But, this is magnificent out here at Logan's. You know, the Triangle is home to an incredible variety of wildlife, and that can mean trouble for our gardeners. The safe, most... effective way to enjoy the wildlife and your garden too is with IMOS garden repellents. Made right here in the Triangle area, IMOS garden offers natural long-lasting solutions for over 15 common pests, including rabbits and squirrels and moles and voles and snakes and mosquitoes, and their best-selling deer repellent, all of them made right here in the Triangle area. And you know, botanical oils are a part of it, natural ingredients that animals instinctively avoid. IMOS garden repellents are safe for you, your family, and for your pets. Plus, they smell great. Available in sprays, concentrates, granular form, IMOS garden products don't wash away with every rain, saving you time and effort. Avoid being disappointed, let us say, by wildlife damage. Pick up a bag or a container of IMOS garden repellent today at your local garden center or hardware store. Remember, you won't find IMOS garden in box stores, but you will find them at Logan's Garden Center in Fuquay Varina, of course, at this location, and out at Westlake Ace Hardware Stores, all of them. Protect your garden today with IMOS garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. IMOS garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. More of the Weekend Gardener from Logan's at the State Farmers Market coming up here on WPTF. It's 8:46. Ken Gardner, Mike Rayley here, along with Josh Logan, and Rufus Edmonston, of course, is with us. J.C. Knowles is here. I want to go to Steve. Steve is with us. I'm sure he's going to talk about Hemerocallis. Morning to you there, Steve.
Well, right now, I'm just going to tell you that I'm coming to visit you live.
And we're ready for you.
I'm bringing those bulbs with me, so
let
the listeners know.
The pink naked ladies,
spider
right?
Spider lilies with me.
spider
to,
lilies.
Share.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know I'm coming.
All right. Fantastic.
Warn you that I'm coming.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
Tell your house trainer he's talking over like he did last week.
Oh, no. You're just hearing that on the phone. It's not on the air.
Oh, it's not on the air?
No, it's just on the phone. That keeps that keeps everybody straight, Steve.
It does.
That's his job, to keep us straight.
So okay.
You're hearing him, not the audience.
All right.
We can make that possible if you want to.
We're coming about 9:30.
All right, 9:30. I'll mark it down.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Steve is a member of the Hemmer Callis Society, and he has three or four hundred daylilies, and he's on a list. People come out to visit his gardens, and I know that daylilies are a popular item, I'm sure. That and y'all have more bulbs, and I'm sure you do here, than I have ever seen in one location before. Yeah, all the kinds.
Yeah, you know, we've always had a big representation of bulbs, and they're a fun way to garden. Some people are a little bit intimidated by them because, you know, you got a plant without soil, but it's an easy way to get started with a lot of popular garden plants. And, you know, we've been big into bulbs as long as I can remember. I, as a child, remember my father getting an invitation to visit the Netherlands from our bulb suppliers. And so that precipitated a family vacation where I got to see Europe for the first time. So, yeah, bulbs have been a big part of our business for a long time.
I hope to do that sometime, to go to that tulip festival over there.
There's nothing like it.
We're making a stop. We Melissa and I, this will be our 50th wedding anniversary this summer in June. And we're going on a cruise, Viking cruise, and we're starting in Amsterdam, so we won't really get to see Amsterdam, and that's, you know, I don't know how many tulips are around there anyway, but we're heading to Norway, so
wow.
We'll see some other things, but I that's on my bucket list. I think you have to take a river cruise to see that, or a bus or something.
Well, congratulations on 50 years.
50 years.
So you got married,
this is a big.
12?
This is quite a year.
13.
We were pretty young. We actually eloped. We got married twice. We eloped, and didn't tell anybody until our parents were gone. And our Melissa's mother passed away in 2019. So then I did. I put it on Facebook. Because we had a big wedding out of their farm in 79, but we got married in 1975.
How about that?
Elope, so.
So you're telling me you were married for 4 years and no one knew it?
Well, one of Melissa's sisters knew
How
it.
About that?
And Hap Hansen knew it. Hap took that to the grave with him. So they were in our second wedding too. But yeah, this is a big year. It's kind of an overwhelming year. This is the 40th anniversary. We celebrated the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener in January, and 80 years basically with John Harris, and my 50th year at WPTF anniversary is April 25th of this year.
Wow!
And then our 50th wedding anniversary. So it's just kind of an overwhelming year.
Absolutely.
Well, Melissa wanted to try you out. That's what it was. That was.
Oh man,
that was probation.
We got married. It was preacher and license and everything. So there was no tryout.
South of the border.
We would have needed a lawyer. I'm still worried that we're going to need a lawyer because we got two.
No returns.
We got two. Is there a penalty for that? We got two licenses, Rufus.
No, that's fine.
One from Orange, one from Chatham.
Well, don't worry about me. One time I was in a parade. This woman said, "What are you running for?" I said, "Well, I'm running for Attorney General." She said, "You still a lawyer?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm still a lawyer." She said, "I'll have you know I'm not going to vote for no darn lawyer." I said, "Don't worry about me. I ain't much of a lawyer."
So I better not ask you. Joel, did you say we had somebody on the line? Senator, Judge Vaughn, I apologize profusely. But I was appointed to do that, and I had to do my duty.
Well, I still declare that I am not guilty of what it was that I might have done. And, guys, I'm down. I have a serious question, too. I'm actually down at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at my house that I've built down here a while ago. And I'm trimming palm trees. And I don't know if that gets into your area or not, but these were put in 3 years ago. They have doubled in size. The brown shoots are coming off. And I thought, well, maybe I ought to ask the expert whether or not it's time to train the palm tree or if it's a bad time to.
Is it a, do you know what type of palm it is?
I do not. They look like traditional palm trees you see everywhere.
So, yeah, the palmetto.
The palmetto, there are 18 of them, and the shoots that are coming off top of the palm are just dead brown. I see no problem in cutting those off. But then these stalk things that go up like a basket on the bottom are coming off. Is there any problem in taking those off? Any idea, guys?
Josh is a horticulturist. Now, we don't have native palms here, really. Yeah. We can grow the windmill palm, and I relish that. I cut the fronds off.
I knew you were going to throw me under the bus on that.
I'm trying to picture what you have.
But I'm telling you, I don't know much about palms. I've not grown them myself, except for, you know, interior palms. I am not going to be your person on that one.
So that you've got something growing out from the bottom?
Here's what I have. I have 18 palms around the house. Arcadian Shores at Myrtle Beach. We redid a house here. The palms are on the side. The brown part on the top looks terrible, but the bottom basket weave on the bottom, these look like the South Carolina flag. There's a palm, I think, on the South
yeah,
Carolina.
Yeah, the palmetto.
Yep.
A half moon. And these look like traditional ones. They have grown like games. Just grown greatly. And this is the weekend I had to get somebody down here to help me shape them up. And I said, well, maybe I better talk to somebody who knows what they're doing on this before I get into it. The bottom parts of them just sort of rot off at the bottom, and some of them are doing new growth down there. And I didn't know if y'all had any experts.
I would encourage you to give a call to a local garden center there in the Myrtle Beach area. I'm sure that they will have more experience than any of us have on that, it's an item that does grow there, and
yeah,
I'm sure they're selling them.
I mean, certainly if you have anything that's dead, you would want to cut those fronds off at the top. I would not want to be responsible for climbing up the ladder and doing that, but that would be the first thing. Now, something coming out of the bottom, that's intriguing because my windmill palm doesn't do that. Now, all the growth comes from the top, and that's the way it is for a lot of the palms. And I thought that the palmetto was basically, so I've never seen a palmetto. I guess I haven't paid enough attention to it.
You pull like the bark off on the bottom by hand on some. Some have not. And some of the bottoms have grown new. It looks like a little basket weave on the bottom of the the tree.
So does it look like
getting on top of the ladder? I've got a man here.
Yeah, I would do that.
At 9 o'clock to help with that. But that is a good idea and a great.
Yeah, I would talk to the locals. If you know of anybody who down there near you who sells, I would just ask about that. Maybe take a photo with you, and that will give them an idea. Just take your phone and take a photo of your concerns on the plants, and I'm sure they would have an answer.
I'm going to do that before I start into this project. And Rufus, I look forward to seeing you this weekend. We're actually doing the ball for the governor this weekend.
Oh, yes, the inaugural ball that was put off during the bad weather. Yeah, I look forward to that. Good to see you other day.
Well, I hope you won't badmouth me too much, Judge, at that event.
No.
Well, I usually listen to you in Greensboro. I'm now down just South Carolina for the weekend. So I travel frequently, and I will not badmouth you.
All right. Well, Judge, it's an honor to talk to you. We love for you to call, and thank you so much for listening and calling.
Thank you so much for having the show. It's wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the Weekend Gardener at Logan's at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, up on the hill behind the State Farmers Market restaurant. We'll be back.